was just watching it in super slow motion.
Are you ready to podcast about it?
Let's do this.
All right. So...
Oh my gosh! Oh my god! Wait, I was right. I called that this morning. I was like, please, can we have a trailer, please?
Granted, we've been calling it every morning.
Yeah, every morning. I've been doing this now for about every morning since Iron Fist came out. So, yeah. But I'm a witch still. Yeah, kind of witchy.
So, welcome to Super Laties. I realize we don't introduce ourselves much.
We don't introduce ourselves. We have no, like, intro and no cool theme music and no, like, hey, and this is number such and such and welcome. And
so this I'm is Shelby. Number. Okay. So this is Super Laties. I'm Rhiannon.
I'm Shelby.
I was like, maybe she'll catch on. Maybe she'll catch on. And this is our 24th episode of our podcast. Wow. About...
We have been doing it now almost a year, so yay.
Yeah, almost a year. And
that's cool.
And if you just... I mean, we definitely picked up some listeners last week with Tamara talking about Iron Fist. So, but we didn't introduce ourselves or anything. So I just thought, like, I would at least say that this podcast is about the two of us getting into superheroes and realizing we were super obsessed with superheroes late.
Super late.
So.
Late.
If we sound we're idiots, that's why.
But that's because we're super crazy.
But, like, I had that thing. I sent you a link to this earlier today. I had a moment where somebody was, like, treating me like a real knowledgeable person. And that always freaks me out. Like, if they're...
Well, I know. Yeah. I get that, too, on, like, Instagram. I get that, like, some questions, like... Yeah, like, I'm, a real, like, insider.
Yeah. And, I mean, yes, we're friends with Tamara, one of the writers on Iron Fist, and we will not ever let that die. But
no.
We don't actually know inside stuff. So if I randomly say...
Yes, we do.
We don't know good... Well, I mean... We don't really know inside stuff. Because I said in our last podcast that I can't keep secrets. So if we knew secret stuff, I'd be sharing it.
But it's not... Okay, let's see how we know this. We may know things, but it's just because we know things. It's not because anybody on the inside told us. It's just because we know.
Right, right. But sometimes we're just saying shit. So when I'm Twitter, because there was a thing on Twitter today where one of the Daredevil account was like, they have a good attorney. And somebody made a comment about, yeah, and he's wearing a shitty mask. And I replied, I was like, no, whenever they refer to a good attorney, they're talking about Foggy.
Always. Yeah, that to me, that goes back. We joked about that all the way back to, like, Luke Cage. That
right.
Foggy's the attorney Claire's going to call, not Matt, you know?
Yeah, and that's, you know, there's things like that that we've joked about between us so much that the rest of the world just doesn't understand. So, like, this person was like, how do you deduce that? Or, you know, like, what's your source on that? And I'm like... I'm not telling you this as a news person. I'm not telling you this as somebody with real factual information. I'm just saying that the good attorney on these shows is either Foggy or Hogarth. Or maybe Marcy Stahl.
That's right. Yeah.
We know that Matt Murdock graduated top of his class, or summa cum laude. Joy Meacham might have been above him because Iron Fist... Joy was summa cum laude at Columbia, yes. too.
Right. Yes.
So they could have been in the same class.
If the Daredevil account had tweeted, like, you know, something like, okay, now how did they say it about a good lawyer? What did they say? What was the thing about the good lawyer?
It was something. I mean,
have a good.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it was something like, okay, now they have somebody who's really going to fuck shit up, we'd go like, yes, that's Matt. We're talking about Matt.
Yes. Instead, they were talking about a good attorney. And
he is, though. We poke fun at Matt. He's a really good attorney when he attorneys.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes. Okay, it was just, ooh, don't
Marco.
Worry.
Hold on, Marco Ramirez just liked my tweet. Okay, there
we go. Yeah, the comment was just, don't worry, they have a good lawyer. That was it. So obviously, the Daredevil account was talking about hockey. But all of this came about. So what did Marco Ramirez like?
Oh, I had my picture of Matt that I have up, and I put, what are you doing, Matt?
Oh.
And he liked my tweet. Yeah.
Aw. Does he follow you?
I think he follows. No, he does not. Wait a minute. I can't tell which account I'm on. No, he does not. But no, he's probably like looking at all the defenders, like hashtags. Stuff.
Ramirez is stalking.
Because people may not know. I don't know if I have ever like said for sure what accounts I run. Like I have my main Twitter account, me, and then I run Charlie Cox fans and the Iron Fist fans account. So, yeah. I do a shitty job most of the time, but I try.
You can never do as shitty a job as I do running the Chris Brewster fans account. Because
it's hard.
Our lovely friend handed that over to me, and I was like, look, I don't know. I mean, I run a lot of accounts right now. I don't know if I can do it justice, and I might just like let it sit there and have nothing happen to it. And she was like, that's okay. I just won't feel guilty if I'm the one that lets it go to pot. And I feel really awful because I really do nothing with it. So if anybody has stuff that I should be sharing on the Chris Brewster account, because she just did such a good job. And I went to just like start retweeting all this good stuff. And I was like, damn, she came up with like original content and everything.
Yeah, it's hard. I just basically put up a picture like every day with some like clever, like cutesy little line to go with it. And that's my thing for the day. And then I do like scour like Google News or something for anything. But, and I did just see this. This is an interesting little thing before we talk, we go to our, you know, like orgasm. MTC has received 5 Loretail Award nominations. A hearty congratulations to all of them. And one of them is for Incognito, Charlie Cox, Outstanding Featured Actor.
Oh.
So yay, Charlie.
Yay.
Yes.
So
yes, and we saw that, so yay.
So what award? What awards?
A Loretail. Loretail Award. I don't know what that is. Okay. Loretail. Loretel.
Yeah. And well, congrats. That, so Charlie, congrats to the whole Incognito crew on that. It was a really good play.
Yes. It was really good. So I just retweeted that. See, there's a good example of
awesome. Well, you know, if you see anything on Chris Brewster, let me know. And
I will.
So.
Yeah. So, okay. So.
So there was a little announcement. I was in a meeting this morning. Like,
I was
boring.
Yeah, I was working my ass off.
Yeah. And my phone starts blowing up. Because we have a special way.
Yeah.
Because I write at the MCU Exchange, for those that don't really know me, that just tuned in recently. And we have a special way for things to alert us if it's like really special and urgent. And also, all of those guys know that I desperately want Defenders news. So my phone started blowing up in the middle of the staff meeting. How about you, Shelby?
Did my phone blow up?
Did I even send it to you, or was I just like, oh my God?
Yes, you sent it to, you know, you did. Let me see what it said exactly.
Because I was sitting in the middle of the staff meeting, like, subtly texting Shelby that she's about to have an orgasm.
Yeah, that's exactly like what you said. It was like, because this must have all went down, what, about 9 o'clock, like it normally does?
Yeah.
Nine-ish or something? Yeah, you sent me the thing, you said, prepare to orgasm. And it took me a minute to be like, what? I mean, I knew when I saw it, but I'm like, what? You know, my brain had to process, like, what? Because I was like, how did they already get a hold of this? Like, how? Nobody knows this is out there. Where did it come from?
Dude. Charles caught it. He must have the YouTube channel subscribed.
I don't know, because, you know, Defenders was so late on, like, tweeting it out. So it must have been one of the other, like, Netflix accounts.
Yeah, maybe. It was the Netflix US and Canada account that had it up on their YouTube page.
It was the US one, or the, like, a foreign Netflix?
It was the US and Canada one. The original video we saw. And then I heard, I mean, because, like, I was in a meeting, so I wasn't, like, able to do anything. But I heard at some point, like, it was taken down. So, like, maybe it was accidentally posted early. And then...
I don't know. The link I had that I used for it, I don't think ever got taken down.
Maybe not, though. But either way, it's a, like, 16-second video.
Yeah, by that time, it was... Yeah, it's so short. But so awesome.
It's a 16-second video, but it's so awesome. It's just enough. It's just kind of perfect.
It is so perfect. It is so perfect. And, God, and they filled it with all kind of little, like, tidbits. Like, the release date is the
timestamp
in the corner.
Yes.
Just so cool.
So you watch it that count down. And I mean, I'm sure everybody, but some people didn't get this. Some people probably just, because when the Defenders account.
No, it's counting up. It's counting up. It's the time. It's like 8:18 and it's counting up seconds and it ends on like 20.
Oh, that's right. It ends on 2017. Yeah.
Yes.
So that was snazzy. And they're in the Midland Circle financial elevator.
Yes. And they're going down.
So they're at their giant hole. They installed an elevator in the giant hole, Shelby.
That's right. Yes, that is cool. The hand has really been up to some shit.
Like, Danny didn't have to climb out of it because they had an elevator. This even more explains. Also, we're going to fully spoil everything. I mean, if you haven't watched the shows.
Yeah.
Go watch the shows.
Spoilers. Sorry.
But... Davos was so dapper because he came up the elevator.
He used the elevator at Midland Circle. Duh. Damn, he's Danny.
Like,
God.
Stupid Danny, like, entered fight clubs to get airfare and fake passports and all that. Davos just used the secret elevator from Kunlun to New York City.
Traded his shoes for, like, you know, for, like, I don't know, snacks or something. And, he came out so dirty. And then Davos, like, came out, like, ready to fucking make, like, throwing stars out of, like, tinfoil.
Yeah.
You know, he was just refreshed and ready and focused.
So, back to the elevator. Do you think the 43rd floor has any relevance?
I don't know, because...
That's the only floor number we see.
No, I'm looking at 42 right now.
Are you? Does it go? We see it go down to 40. Okay. Well, they get on the 43rd floor.
On like the, no, I think it's 44, 45 or 44.
All right.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. They get on 45. They get on 45.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
it stops on, must be on 42, because that's probably when. Okay, there's 43, and Jessica's looking at the camera,
41.
So it probably stops.
Okay, they go down to 41. So 45 to 41.
I don't know. I don't know if that's... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. If anybody can find some sort of significance in the floor numbers... I mean, everything in this has significance. Because there's the...
Oh, yeah, there's 41.
Because when you go to the numbers at the upper left corner. When you go to the numbers in the upper left corner, that is a website for the New York Bulletin.
That is so cute. That is so awesome.
And I haven't even had time to look around the New York Bulletin.
Well, my computer, I was going to try to, like, during my lunch break, and the computer at work is, like, so fucking, like, dinosaur old that it didn't want to pull up all the little cool, neat little things on it. But I was trying to read all the headlines, and they're so cute, you know, all the little headlines, like Luke Caged and Where's the Devil of Hell's Kitchen, you know, and
House Fire Burns Castle.
I didn't see that one. My sister was telling me that this morning, but I didn't see that one when I scrolled back.
It's underneath the Devil of Hell's Kitchen. It's the same cover.
Oh, it's on the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So it's Castle burning his house down.
Yes. That's so cute.
And then the Three's Company one, I did not get the Three's Company one. I mean, it says Patsy Walker, God. Mom, get a permanent house guest. I didn't realize that it was the picture of them Jessica as kids.
Yes, it took me. You're not alone. We could feel stupid together because I was like, okay, whatever. And I almost scrolled past it. It's like, I don't get this at all. Whatever. Then I was like, oh, God, that's Jessica. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Duh. It just didn't fit. It didn't fit in with the rest of it, though. But
yeah,
I guess it's supposed to. I don't know.
So evidently it's a Tumblr page.
Yes.
And it has the advertisements. If you haven't seen them, they have the interview with
my husband,
Ward and Joy Meacham. It has the Colleen, the Chikara Dojo website, which is pretty cool if you go and look around. Lots of cool stuff on
that is cute.
Page.
Something about the heroes of Hell's Kitchen, and it's got Claire's picture down there. Yeah.
Which...
So, it's so cool. It's like, we've been, like, thank God they finally, like, got into something. We've been waiting for stuff like this. So, this is fun.
Finally. So it was a fun little teaser full of stuff.
Yes, do we want to talk about what everybody's doing in the...
Yeah.
Like, elevator? You want to talk about how they're together but not together?
Right.
Like,
so
cute.
What do you think is happening? Okay, so the four of them run in the elevator.
Well, something has totally already happened. Some shit has gone down. Well, first of all, let's just say, too, this could be a teaser that is just a teaser.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of like the way you remember, like, how they did Daredevil season two with the rooftop stuff with Daredevil chained to the chimney, and it wasn't like from the show, you
right
know what I mean?
But there was a like scene like it in the show.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying this might not be the actual scene. Like, this could just still be just a teaser. This could be from the show, but it could just be
something they recorded,
a teaser they've
to tease us
put out. Yeah, to tease us and fuck with us. So who knows? Obviously something's happened because Luke's already got bullet holes all in his hoodie, or he just wears a bullet like riddled hoodie now.
Maybe he just got tired of buying new hoodies.
What I want to know is, do you think Danny's like putting it together? Like, you know, like the shirt I wore had bullet holes in it.
I know. Your shirt has bullet holes in it.
But I love it. They're all they're just standing off in their own little corners. And
Danny is really
Jessica's,
shook up.
You know, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Like the other three.
He is really like.
The other three have been. Yeah. Luke and Jessica are not even out of breath. They're just like, whatever.
No.
Luke is kind of surveying, making sure everybody's okay. At first, I thought that Matt and Danny were both like, holy fuck, we just finished a badass fight. But I don't think that's the case.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think they just rescued Danny from something. I think like Danny ended up in a meeting at Midland Circle. And Luke and Jessica put something together. They grabbed Matt off the street, threw one of Luke's bullet holes, bullet riddled shirts over his head, and they grabbed Danny out of a meeting just in time to go save the world.
Yeah, I love that this is totally Matt Murdock. This is what I love. Like, it's not Daredevil. And it's not like he's given away any secret identity. Like, you're true enough, they may know that this is Matt Murdock, but they don't know that Matt Murdock's Daredevil. You know, if Daredevil has stopped Daredeviling right now, you know, they don't know yet. They haven't, you know, they might know that he's okay. Well, he's capable, whatever. They still don't know he's Daredevil.
Maybe. Yeah.
This is a guy. You know, I mean, we don't, at this point, we just don't know. Like, this is what probably supposed to be like episode 4. Is that what it
Maybe.
Where did I get that from? Or I'm making that up.
I think we heard somewhere that they all meet during a hallway fight at Midland Circle. Hole.
Yeah.
In episode four.
AKA the hole.
The hole.
The big ass hole. Yeah, what the fuck is Matt wearing on his head? I love that. I love it so much. Oh my God.
Did you see, so there was a conversation on Facebook. Somebody said that they hoped that Danny sees that on his head and says, that's pretty cool. I should get one in yellow.
I do hope that that's where this leads to.
If it happens.
Yeah.
I want it just for this. I want Danny to be like, that's a really cool mask. You think I can get one in yellow? And I want Matt to just be like, I thought it was yellow.
Right. That would be so great. That would be so great. Because this reminds me, Matt running around with shit tied on his head reminds me there are times in the comics that he'll pull something out from somewhere and just tie around his head. And that's the coolest shit to me. I love it.
I know.
It's especially during the times when he was dealing with Mephisto and the Hand and the Beast and that kind of stuff, when he was kind of out of his mind a lot. So, yeah. To like anybody else who hasn't read the stuff and you look at this teaser and you're like, what in the fuck is Daredevil doing? Why has he got this random piece of shit on his head?
It's because he's fighting Mephisto?
Who the fuck knows? You know? Who knows? The Beast, Mephisto, just a combination of the two. Maybe nothing to do with the two. But yeah. Yeah, I did think that might be one of Luke's extra shirts, so that's exactly what I was thinking. But they also made it sound like, though, kind of in the article, that they sort of all randomly showed up like there at the same place.
Well, I don't think this is the scene right after they meet.
Yeah. I think this is not the first meeting. So you think this may be.
I think, yeah. I mean, I think they all meet fighting at Midland Circle and sort of see each other. I think when they meet at Midland Circle, Daredevil is Daredevilin.
You think?
Yeah. I think he's in his costume. It's episode four. Know. He's had time to realize why he needs to put on his costume. And he shows up there. And he shows up there and like they all see each other and they're like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I think Matt leaves as fast as possible. And I think Jessica makes it her mission in life to figure out who the fuck Daredevil is.
Right.
Figures it out pretty easily because it's the worst kept secret in the planet. And then
I love how in this, you know, Jessica's the one who like takes the camera. She looks directly into the camera before she punches it. Luke and, you know, of course Matt's got his face covered. Luke never really looks at the camera. And then Danny makes the mistake like right before Jessica punches out to like look directly into the camera too.
Well, like, and I think God, Danny's like the innocent one not to think about cameras. I mean, cameras weren't such a big thing 15 years ago.
We didn't have this in Kunlun.
But then again, Danny figured out cell phones pretty damn quick. We didn't get nearly the like learning curve. The Captain America learning curve was not there for Danny.
That's what my friend Brittany was talking about. Like, he sure did learn how to use that like really, really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, so that's precious. Danny's precious. Danny's like, you know, on the Golden Girls, like when Rose would be like, back in St. Olaf. That's the way Danny's like our little Rose from the Golden Girls. Back in Kunlun. But oh my God. This is not the teaser I expected, and I love it.
I know. I love that it's Matt and not Daredevil so much.
That's what I me too. Oh my God.
But I do think it's because Jessica figures it out. I think Jessica figures it out. I think Luke and Jessica realize Yeah, whatever it is they're all trying to figure out together, I think Luke and Jessica figure it out together. They need Matt's help to save Danny from something. So they just, like, grab him and don't give him any time to go get his costume. And they have to go.
Yeah, because I do want Matt, as he's working on his own shit, to sort of point Danny in the way of, like, you need a costume, dude, and you can be Danny Rand, and you can be Iron Fist. You can.
As attorney that's good friends with an attorney at your attorney's firm.
Yeah.
I'd advise. Like,
get the costume.
Hey, Foggy, could you get Hogarth to recommend that Danny get a fucking costume?
Poor little baby Iron Fin. God. He gets no break, man.
No.
None.
No.
They are, yeah. He's just, Danny's just leaned up against the wall. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I keep looking at my pictures. He is totally leaned up with his head back against the wall. Like, I can't, can you believe this shit? These ninjas just won't leave me alone.
Well, and Danny, I mean, Danny is the one that looks like he was just fighting or caught off guard or something, because Matt is pretty chill. He's got his hands.
Matt
in
is
his
so
pockets.
Chill that he kind of like drops his head and puts his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. Like, because it's like, not, yeah. It's not that he's collapsing against there trying to get his breath. Matt's just no. Gonna, like, fuck.
Yeah. Standing here with this thing tied around my head. It's like the good old days.
It's like, damn, it feels good just to have a scarf tied around my head. Why did I ever go get that complicated helmet?
Let's get the blood pumping, man.
Maybe I could just get Luke to go with me everywhere and catch the bullets. He seems to be pretty good
yeah,
at
Luke's
that.
Luke's got like a lot of bullet holes, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 bullet holes at least.
But that could have happened before they went to grab Matt.
That could have happened, like, that's just the only hoodie he has.
Yeah,
like you said, he just got out of jail.
Carhartt hoodies are expensive.
Yeah, he hasn't had time to like go buy more hoodies yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got more on that side too. So it's like 7, 8, 9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica's toting her big bag. Jessica's got a bag of shit.
See, they're not fighting. I mean, they all have their ties on kind of tight. They don't even have their ties, like, yeah. Loosened up. Like, they have their suit jackets on. That's not fighting clothes.
They've just kidnapped Danny. Is that what's happened?
Maybe. Maybe they did.
They've kidnapped Danny, and they're going to the bottom of the hole.
Maybe they think Danny is the bad guy.
Oh! Look at him, though. No. He's a puppy.
Matt can't see that.
He can hear his little puppy heartbeat.
But maybe they think he's the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. In the picture I've got blown up of Matt, he's just in the corner with his hands in his pockets. Oh, God, I love you, Matt Murdock.
But that would explain, I mean, seriously, if they're kidnapping Danny because they think he's the enemy, that explains why Danny looks a lot more shook up than the three of them. It doesn't explain why Matt puts his hands in his pockets, but it's still kind of like, no, they don't look like they're captors.
No. But they could just be like, yeah, just like they went and snatched him. Come on, Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Come on, make your little fisty glow. There's just so many questions about fucking 16, 17 seconds. So many questions. Midland Circle Financial.
They're taking the elevator down the hole. That's all there is for that.
Yeah, they're just taking the elevator down to the bottom of the hole.
So, we got our premiere date. August 18th, 2017.
Yes! I was wrong.
again. You have demanded a menu for the Defenders Slumber Party of hash brown waffles.
Yeah, tater tot waffles,
Tater tot waffles. Yes.
I only did that because he tweeted something about tater tot waffles. And I was like, oh, yes.
Yes.
That sounds good. Because, see, this is the perfect, 3 a.m., 8 hours. You're ready for, brunch afterwards. This is going to be so quick. You're going to be done by,
11?
By, 11. Fuck if we don't take a break. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to seem so short when usually it's, 4 in the afternoon.
Dude.
Ah, dude, right? Time, breakfast afterwards. Oh, I see I see House Fire Burns Castle now. Ah, cute.
Way to catch up, Shelby. Okay, so August 18th. So, it's clear the cruise. Everybody that was following me on, I really wanted to book a cruise, and I was really afraid that I would be out at sea when Defenders drops. It was
really close, right?
Yes.
It was August, right?
Yeah, it's the first week of August. So yeah. We're definitely outside my cruise window. My thing is, I am trying to plan a month off of work. My job is weird. I have to take a month off of work. And it has to be, some part of that month has to be in August. And I was going to quit just in time to go to San Diego Comic-Con, which is July 20th.
Yes.
And so, technically, I can only take 2 weeks off, but I'm trying to stretch it to a month. So if they only give me the 2 weeks, I get, my 2 weeks off, and then I'll have been starting a new job, which will be God knows where.
Right, so you could be God knows when Defender starts.
Yeah. Or I can be stretching out my month, and I can be completely unemployed and free to watch it 5 times over.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. That seems like the logical thing to do.
Right. Well,
to be unemployed and
that's totally possible. I mean, that's totally possible unless a major hurricane hits the Southeast.
Oh Jesus! Yeah.
Or a major earthquake hits California. Or
I don't need to be talking about the weather because there's some shifty stuff coming through here tomorrow. So.
Or there's a nuclear blast.
Which I know that didn't seem possible a couple years ago, but now.
So I mean, all good for taking the month off unless, disasters happen.
And disasters? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try to do the San Diego Comic-Con tickets just to see. I want to see what the process is like.
Yeah.
Do I think I'm going to get tickets? No.
But what if you do?
But no, I don't. Think
but,
so
but what if you do
then I guess you'll get them if you don't get them because I'm not going to San Diego.
I know. I'm like probably how, I'm like how what if I don't get tickets? I've put in for my press badge. They said I would know in 4 to 6 weeks. It's been about 5 weeks.
Okay, so you still could, but surely they would let you know before.
That's what I thought.
They go on sale.
And I put my application in as early as I could so that window would hopefully pass. Because we didn't know when they'd go on sale. And that's this Saturday.
Yes, they do. For anybody who is registered, you do have to be registered and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you have to be registered. You can buy 3 tickets if you get in. So we'll see. Because my plan is I have a cousin that lives in San Diego and she's flying out her niece. And they're planning to do a bunch of the stuff that's not within the con itself. And I was hoping I would at least have my press badge and they would help me camp out outside Hall H and stuff like that. So, and I have some other friends in San Diego that would support me doing crazy shit like camping out at Hall H. But she was hoping to get at least 1 day pass for her and her niece. So that we can all do Comic-Con. And we'd probably wear costumes and stuff. Because, she's handy with sewing machines and putting
stuff together. I just feel like I would need... And I know that there probably is going to be, a big, huge Defenders thing. probably at San Diego Comic Con, or there could be nothing. Who knows?
What if I'm there and there's a big, huge Defenders thing and you're not there?
Well, then you'll enjoy it. What you'll, if... like, you'll get to probably see, like, the first, like, 10 minutes. I don't know. They'll show an episode. I don't know. That's real close. They may show the first, like, episode.
What if I have to scream in the ear of a stranger?
That's okay. If people are in that room and they're not screaming, get out. Like,
just what if I grab somebody inappropriately because I'm all excited? What?
You need to get somebody that'll sit next to you that will, like, scream when you're in, punch you, like, really hard. Or grab you, like, right. I did. Whatever I did during Iron Fist. When I, like, but, I would need so much time to, like, mentally prepare. Like, I need to start, if I think I'm going to go to San Diego Comic Con, I think I need to start mentally preparing for it, like, right now for, like, next year. That's how long I think it would take me, because that's, like, I feel like New York Comic Con is nothing compared to San Diego Comic Con. Like,
true.
So.
True.
So I might, what I just might do is, at the end of May, go to MegaCon in Orlando and see Charlie and maybe dress like a hand ninja. And there.
Sounds
That's
great.
What I might do.
I might join you. Who knows?
That would be so fun, because it's probably like a pretty, you know, relatively small kind of thing. And, you know, a little panel would be fun. Ask some questions. Hang out. Bring him some Snickers. That kind of stuff. You know? But we'll see. I don't know. And I was going to do that because I might not do Dragon Con again this year. But now they have announced that Cersei Lannister is going to be at Dragon Con. And I know. So I might have to go see Lena. Because Cersei. Because. But we'll see. So do all the cons. Here I say all these and I'll go to all the cons.
My parents named their dog Cersei. And she,
I know,
and she is so evil. Every time I talk to my mom, she's like, this damn puppy. And I'm like, you named it Cersei. I mean.
Right. Cersei is so. Yeah, for just a second, let's talk about, did you watch the Game of Thrones teaser?
No.
You have not watched the Game of Thrones teaser that was released, like, last week?
I watched the fire melting the ice. For like 2 minutes.
No, there's a teaser with Jon Snow and Daenerys and Cersei.
Oh, I did not.
Yes, I'm so ready. That's in July too. Oh, so ready. So yeah. Good.
I watched minutes of the Walking Dead finale, and then I read all the spoilers the next day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not probably when you've given up on it, it's not, you know, to watch the finale is probably not a good jumping back in spot. Probably not. I think it was good. It was good. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, I just sort of wanted to see, you know, where they ended up and, you know, if I regret
watching. Yeah, in the same spot. They haven't moved very far.
They haven't moved any, no.
Which is cool. I mean, I wouldn't have liked it if they had ended it and, like, Negan was in handcuffs. I'd be like, well, that was too, like, easy.
Yeah.
So I do like that we go into the next season with the same big bad. We don't have to, like, create, like, another big bad, and this is a continuing thing. And so, and Sasha's death was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. The 5 minutes I tuned in for were, like, them sort of getting to that point and then her coming out and attacking, and
that
I really
was pretty
liked
cool.
That
because in the comic she's like it's not her, I forget who it is, but they lead them back into Alexandria with the bag over their head. When they take the bag off, it's a walker. Whether they know or not in the comic, I don't know, like whether that's part of their deal, I don't know, but the way they twisted this in the show, I enjoyed it. I liked it. And of course Shiva the tiger, I mean, come on. You got a tiger. Got a fucking tiger on this show. Right. So, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. And, you know, I think their ratings are still golden. I don't think they're hurting for, like, viewers. And we got a Preacher teaser. I mean, a little teaser trailer in the middle of that. That was cool. Preacher's coming back. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing stuff from them filming in New Orleans.
Yes. And I hope that when they're filming in New Orleans, I hope they're, like, using New Orleans. Like, I hope that's where it's supposed to be set. Because That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
If they, you know, if they pull from the comic and stuff. So yes. And do we want to talk just like a minute about Legion before we go full Legion, before we go full like Dan Stevens?
Yeah, like, let's go ahead. Okay, so I'll make a little timestamp here. Okay, so let's talk about Legion, and this is going to be full Legion spoilers. So I don't think we have a whole lot of other stuff to talk about. I'm trying to keep track of.
Let's pause one more second before we go away from Netflix for a minute, because Charlie did do an interview. We can talk about just briefly how Charlie said, in case nobody, you know, hadn't listened to that interview. And I don't remember like what it was on.
So it was just like this radio interview. It wasn't like necessarily a particular subject or anything. It was this radio interview with Charlie. And he gave a lot of information.
Charlie is the best. Listen, people, have him on your podcast. Like, I want Chris Hardwick to have him, or Kevin to have him on a podcast. He is so good. Charlie tells the best stories. Charlie Cox is so entertaining on like the radio and podcast. Yeah, it was so good. It was talking about a lot of the IMDb stuff and like just a lot of stuff he's done as an actor. It wasn't just Daredevil, which he kept referring to as DD, which I thought was like the cutest fucking thing ever. Yeah. It is now gone to just DD. When I was filming DD, when we do DD.
When we do DD3. DD3. I think DD3 just has the coolest sound to it.
DD3. And he did say that DD3 would be filming at the end of this year.
Later this year. Because
I was a little scared for a minute that they might go season 2 of Luke Cage after Jessica Jones. I was a little
scared. Definitely, because supposedly on another, we haven't had a chance to listen to the Defenders podcast, but supposedly the costume designer said on there that she was getting ready to do Luke Cage. And this sent Shelby into a,
panic. I was panicking. Yeah. I was like,
I mean, like,
I was getting like hives, like throw up. I'm like, no, not because like I don't want season 2 of Luke Cage. Of course I do. I just need Daredevil.
Y'all people listen and think I'm exaggerating, but like I kept getting like every 5 minutes I get a worried text from Shelby that's like, why would they even say that? And I'm like, Shelby, they're not trying to ruin your life. And she's like, but why?
Because I had mentally prepared for 2018. I've mentally prepared for that. I am not prepared for them to push it to 2019.
No, I don't think there's any world they push it to 2019.
Not prepared for that. So I thought it was, so for him to say like later this year, that was,
yeah. Oh. Yeah. See, I started to get concerned. I did start to get concerned, but no. He said they're filming DD3 later this year, which makes me think, I'm wondering, see, there's that other piece of information that we shouldn't talk about, but I wonder if, like, they now officially have two, like, they've proven with Punisher and Defenders at the same time that they can run two productions at once. And if DD will pick up when Punisher stops. But that would mean Ramirez isn't showrunner, because Ramirez has got to be wrapping stuff up on Defenders. So he can't be planning DD unless Petrie, because Petrie is no longer listed as a showrunner on Defenders.
He's not. He is not.
Do we know what he's working on?
No, and I don't know that he's going to be back. You know, I don't know if he'll be back for Daredevil. Season 3.
But what if Petrie left Defenders to start writing DD3? Therefore, being showrunner for DD3, that he could start DD3 as soon as Punisher ends.
I'm all for that.
And to take this one step further, Tamara couldn't tell us what she was working on.
No.
So what if she's with Petrie right now writing DD3? What if?
That would be amazing.
Tamara, blink twice for yes.
or Peaches. Peaches is with Petrie working on nothing Marvel related at all.
Peaches and Petrie can't. The Marvel snipers, they can neither confirm nor deny. The Marvel snipers will kill them, even if they say they aren't working on Marvel, that would be so sad.
No, I really think Daredevil doesn't start until August. Thereabouts, midsummer.
But that would mean that the second production, that nothing is in production of a second show. That Jessica Jones, because Jessica Jones is starting now. So this is April, yeah, May, but June, July, usually, August, September, October. Like, if they're filming something immediately after Jessica, it'll start in October-ish.
So, no, they do overlap sometimes at the end. They do overlap. Like, Luke Cage. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So by all, have like a week off between Defenders and Jessica.
No. Right. But I'm talking about like Luke Cage was filming at the same time as Daredevil season two. They overlap.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
But like towards the end, it's not, that's why I'm saying if you say July or August, that's what I'm saying. Like if, but we, the other thing that we, yeah, no, might be going on.
That other thing we heard about makes me think they're not overlapping. So,
yeah, and if that's the case, then yeah, it won't be till October or November.
That would suck.
But they're in no hurry. We know this show is not going to come out in spring. So,
but what if it's not did? The next but what if it did?
So what you're saying is we're going to get Franksgiving, right?
Franksgiving, Jessica Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Valentine's, right. Daredevil. I can't even do it.
Madentine's. Yes. We did it at the same time.
So, yes. Marvel, I figured out your schedule.
Evidently. You should have heard me and Brittany trying to figure this out the other day before this Defenders news came out. And we were like, okay, so this comes next and then this, and then they conceivably could do this. And then, but what if Luke Cage, well, Daredevil could still come out and it could be Jessica Jones, Luke Cage and Daredevil next year. Yeah, we did all the math, all the scenarios, all this. And then Defenders season two will be, I don't remember what I said. Probably not until 2020.
Yeah, I do think there will be some time between they do. I think the Defenders will come together again. Or some other big conglomeration, whether it's Daughters of the Dragon or...
Gosh, Heroes for Hire, which everybody wants so bad.
I think
we
might get Heroes for Hire sooner. I wouldn't be surprised if they filmed a Heroes for Hire
Could do like just a little like four, you know, six episode Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, like if they did it before Iron Fist season two, which we're getting Iron Fist season two.
We are, people. I mean, you can just go ahead and just fucking tattoo that shit on your ass.
Haters gonna hate, gonna whatever.
Get a big glowy fist tattooed on your ass.
But I don't want to.
But why not? That's so great.
Oh, I went to Brooklyn without you this weekend, and I couldn't get my friend as excited about water towers. And it was just, like, by the end of the weekend, she was just rolling her eyes, because I was just like, look, water tower! Look, water tower!
They're so pretty, though! I still gotta get my water tower tattoo, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love them.
Anyways,
I want to just one day do like a water tower like day.
Yes. Yeah. Just go around and look at all the water towers and
just look at all the water towers and take pictures of all the water towers. And
I want to take pictures of the water towers and then sketch superheroes on them.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, that is so hot. I love it so much.
Except I can't sketch superheroes. So.
No, you'll just have to paste
them. There'll be little stick figure superheroes, and that'll be cute.
Just like, just buy you some like comics and like cut them out and like put them there.
Like those 50-cent like little cheap comics that people can't get rid of.
Yeah, like the ones that I keep buying like over and over, because that's my plan, is to like cut some of the stuff out that I really like, some of the scenes and some of the pages. That's my plan. So cool. I keep buying like old like Bendis and Maliv issues to like, and Brubaker Lark stuff to like, just, and I feel so bad doing it though. It makes me like, oh, it hurts me, but I need it. So that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So,
what else?
Anything else? Oh, so other interesting things Charlie said in that podcast. Did you catch? He said that Drew Goddard wrote one or two episodes of The Defenders.
I did catch that he was working on it or whatever. I did not catch that he wrote one or two episodes. That's great.
That is the best news. Like, for anybody that doesn't know why that's really exciting, Drew Goddard is the one, he wrote the first two episodes of Daredevil. He evidently made the plan. I mean, evidently he was one of the masterminds between this whole Defenders Netflix universe.
Right.
So yeah. He was supposed to be showrunner for the first season of Daredevil. He wrote the first two episodes. He laid out that whole first season of Daredevil. And he has said that he was consulting on Defenders, but they never said he was, like, writing an episode. They never said that he was an actual writer. But evidently he is. And I'm really excited about that.
Yes. And then at the end, when Charlie, like, hinted that he'd got an email with a date, I'm like, Charlie! Charlie knows the Defenders date! Which, that's when I knew. I was like, it's coming really soon. Like, they're going to tell us, like, immediately, probably.
Yeah. Charlie got like 12-hour lead time. But still.
It is a great interview though. He is so funny talking about his little Spanish porno, and
I love the Spanish porno. Yeah.
I need to see that. I still haven't seen that. I really need to watch that. And Boardwalk Empire, which is one of my favorite fucking things ever. I just love all the stories. He's got so many great stories. So listen to it. I've tweeted it.
Yeah.
You can find it on my Twitter.
Maybe I'll remember and stick it in the show notes. Maybe I won't.
That'd be cool. But I think that's really all. Oh, we didn't mention Jessica Jones. I mean, like, I know we sort of like hinted at it, but it is in production now. Jessica Jones is going.
I mean, it's been in production for a year. Now they have cameras rolling on the streets of New York City.
They should be ready to go. So they should have this like a well-oiled machine.
They're like, all right, you know, my shows need 8 days to film. And really, Jessica, we've just had this rehearsed out. You've been able to memorize your lines for 6 months. Just go do it now.
Yeah.
That's not how it really works, but, you know.
No, not how it really works. I wonder if they're going to stick to, I wonder if with this new batch of shows, I mean, I don't count Daredevil season 2 as anything, because they wanted it so quick. I wonder if they'll stick with their 13 episodes, you know? I wonder if they'll stick to that.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Which, that would change our Defenders timeline, because if they go to like a 10-episode season, then Daredevil season 3 could start earlier without overlapping.
Yeah. Right.
And then that other thing that we heard about would totally...
We sound so cryptic after we just got to said we don't have inside information.
We don't have inside information.
We don't. We don't.
And I can keep secrets.
You're doing very well.
Right? It dawned on me after the podcast, like, where I was all like, I can't keep a secret. Where I'm like, dude, I keep some pretty awesome secrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. I can keep a secret. Just,
yeah, maybe we'll see.
I just can't keep gay coworkers a secret. All right, guys.
Okay. I think that's all. Oh, we can comment just briefly too on how Iron Fist is supposedly the most watched Netflix drama,
most binged, right? Netflix, like, drama according to Netflix.
According to Netflix.
So,
or the third party who does something.
It wasn't Netflix. It was the third party thing that reported the Luke Cage stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Peacock. I thought Netflix. Yeah, you
know, no. Well, Netflix won't confirm nor deny any of this.
No, I thought Netflix would put it. I mean, and I never actually read the article. It's been a busy week.
So, but it could. They could totally like be in cahoots with Netflix. But yes, it's supposedly like
that third party bullshit. It's like people that get paid to have an app on their phone that can listen to the ambient noise around them all the time. And I'm like, you know what? Like, that just proves that it's the most dumbasses that have watched the show. I mean, that there's a very particular type of population that would sign up for that type of app. And I apologize if any of our listeners have done it. But it seems like it would just completely always drain your battery. And also, like, that's giving up all your privacy.
Yeah, I don't get this third. Yeah. It's the craziest, like, way they come up with this number, but whatever. Do I personally think it's probably one of the highest binge, you know, most whatever rated, watched, streamed Netflix shows? Yes, I think that's true.
And I think it has huge international appeal. I think non-Americans probably love it far more than Americans.
Yeah. So, second season, it's coming again. Get the Iron Fist tattoo on your ass right now.
No. Yes. Just imagine, though, if you got a tattoo of a giant glowing fist right at your ass. Like, and you're in bed with somebody later and they see that and they're like, is this what you're into? Like, holy fuck.
But I feel like that's such a metaphor for my life, although probably like with like a less glowy fist.
Yeah. So, what kind of fist would
you? This is just a regular fist. I mean,
we normally have a certain level of...
It's been a tough couple of like a month for me. It's been tough. And I apologize if I sound like a really bad, like, Southern Black Widow right now, but I've been sick for, like, 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, you sound really good.
I don't know. I sound really deep and really sexy.
It's your sexy, sick voice.
So. So, at least I haven't had a coughing fit, so that's good.
Yeah,
That's good. Maybe I'm on the mend, but,
I've just been.
Yeah, so. I think that's. All the Netflix. I keep remembering stuff.
As we Goddard talked about.
No.
Adorable. We talked about the elevator going down, down, down.
Down, down.
Do you think there will be love in the elevator?
Oh, God. Do I think? Oh, man. You know what I'm more worried about? Is how this Colleen Danny thing mucks with my Misty thing. That's why I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to make Danny and Misty work. Ugh. But anyway, enough of that. Do I think, okay, I know what you're hinting at. Do I think Danny and Luke are going to have love in the elevator? Yes. Mm. Yeah. Totally.
It's true. Maybe that's where they look up.
That's where the power fisting magic happens. Yeah. Is at the bottom of the hole.
Yeah. They look up.
I think so.
Jessica and Matt are all like, what the fuck? And Luke and Danny are like, I love you.
Jessica's doing like a good like audio description of what's going on for Matt. But no, the real question is, because we've seen some pictures. So we know Claire, spoilers again, I don't know what people want to know, but the pictures are out there. Fuck them, whatever. Of Claire and Luke, obviously together still. So there's probably going to be no love in the elevator with Luke and Jessica. Will there be love in the elevator between Jessica and Matt? What do you guys think? I don't know.
I'm really interested in Jessica and Matt. I just want to know their whole dynamic. So.
Me too.
All right. So everybody, I'm sure we forgot to talk about something. So let us know what we forgot to talk about. You can tweet
Yeah,
us.
We talked about it for an hour, though. We talked about a 17-second promo for an hour. That's pretty good.
Right. So you can tweet your thoughts to us at SuperLaties with a T instead of a D. Or I'm Shot of Patron. Shelby's got some weird evil Annabelle.
Yeah. At EVOL underscore Annabelle. ANNABELLEE. Yeah. It's tough. I don't know.
You just spit out a bunch of letters. It was just like, tweet to me an ALAPLILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILILIL We have an email address, yes. But we never check it, so don't email us.
Tell us.
Tell us what we forgot to talk about. Tell us what we want to talk about.
Will there be love in the elevator?
Yeah.
That's all we want to know. Really.
So what I think we should do is...
Is talk about Dan Stevens?
Yeah. I think we should make this the end of this podcast.
Okay.
And then I think and talk a little bit about a new podcast where we talk about Legion and Dan Stevens.
Yeah. Let's do that.